If you're writing a title down this morning, you can write down sickness. Is it blessing or curse? Sickness. And you know, in sickness, is sickness a blessing or a curse? You think about it. You say, well, why you talk so much about sickness and all this kind of stuff? Well, I'm telling you, it's time we put the whole armor of God on, and you know, sickness tries to sneak in on you. I could tell you probably last Thursday or Friday, one of those days, I didn't know what was happening. I mean, I said, it can't be what I eat, because I normally eat the same thing, a lot of it. But my stomach was upset, and you know, then you start hearing other people's stomachs were being upset and all this kind of stuff. And I said, oh, no, it can't stay. It can't stay. It's got to go. And it did. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, come in here Thursday and preached. But, you know, is sickness a blessing or a curse? God's word. Now, think about it. God's word declares it's a curse. You heard what I said. It's a curse. So, you know, some people would have you believe that God blesses his children with sickness and disease. Now, I've heard people say it. I've heard people say it right here. I've heard people say it in town, in wherever I've been. I've heard people hint to that it's a curse. That God blesses his kids because you're sick. No, he don't bless you. You don't. Do you feel good when you're sick? No, I don't either. And you know, when you think about it, God does not want you sick. God wants you healthy. How can you perform God's will if you're sick? Now, you could be going through sickness and still do God's will, but you're pressing through. I've seen too many people stop in the middle. Stop before they get to where they're going and just say, oh, no, that's not worth it. I'm not going to do this. But, you know, you think about, you know, if God says that sickness is a blessing to people, if people say that God doesn't have sickness. But people say that God blesses him with a sickness. But if he does, I would prefer to be, what? Not. I don't want that blessing. You know, it's easy. You can just say, no, I don't want that blessing. If that's a blessing from God. But it's not. According to God's word in Deuteronomy 28, it says, sickness is a curse. And health is a blessing. But wouldn't you agree? That's a good place to say amen if you're going through something in your body. It's a blessing time. And you know, your sickness is a curse. And health is a blessing. When you can do something without pain, that's a blessing. I don't know about you, but when I do something and you know, the first thing I can tell you years ago, I would say, well, I guess I'm going to be sore in the morning. Because I put out mulch, I trimmed back the road, I did this, I guess I'm going to be sore. And I learned real quick, why should I want to call in soreness? Why do I want to call in sickness? Why do I want to call it in? No, I'm not going to be sore. I might have a little setback, but I'm not going to be sore. I refuse to receive my soreness. I don't want it. I refuse to be my sickness. I don't want it. Oh, everybody's saying, oh, it's flu season, and you'll probably catch the flu. Not me. Think about it. Don't call it in. You know, they got seasons now, flu seasons, and they got measles season, and they got all these seasons, but I don't participate in their seasons. Only seasons I go with is winter, spring, summer, and fall. Tacos? Yeah, taco season? Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying, that it is. It's a season. I deal with those kind of seasons, but I ain't dealing with the flu, the measles, and all this other kind of stuff. Do people catch it? Yes, they do. Why is that? I don't know. You'll have to ask God when you ask the Spirit of God. I mean, I wish I could tell you why, but no, it's I can tell you God is a healer. Not putting any kind of sickness and pain on you. And no kind of sickness and pain and suffering. It makes slaves of families. You think about it. It makes a slave of a family or friends who must care for those sick loved ones. And disease, you know, sickness and disease are enemies of mankind. You know, he says, well, you talk a lot about sickness and all that. Well, I'm trying to get you educated by the Word of God about how to avoid it. How to keep yourself from those things that try to take you down. And sickness is a thief and a robber. You think about it. It has robbed many a young mothers of their health, beauty, and joy. Think about it. It has robbed her husband of his wife and has deprived her children of their mother, for she is no longer able to fulfill the duties of which she's the mother. You think about it, when, you know, you see it, the commercials, they show the lady that's come down with a runny nose and, you know, whatever she's got, but she's still doing her thing, but she feel, you know, she'd be up in the bed, you know, not feeling good, and the children would come in there and says, Mom, you okay? No, I just got a little sniffles here. He says, well, if you like, I can carry you to the kitchen so you can make breakfast. That's the way it is for the mother. Everybody looks to the mother. And the same thing with the father. You know, when they get sick, they really got sick. And I'm not going to go into that. But disease has robbed many young people, and a lot of, not just young people, but people of their life, not being able to do something or not, you know, you want to do something, say, with your family, but somehow or another the sickness and disease has come. And that's because of the devil. He spreads the sickness and disease. But we also have to remember the words we put out of our mouth. Oh, my poor aching back. Oh, my sinuses. Oh, this flu has got, my flu has got me. My this and my that. No, it ain't mine. My pneumonia. No, it ain't mine. I don't want it. Give it away. Give it back to God. Give it to Him. Jesus went to the cross for our sickness, right? He went there for our sins. Let Him take it. He's able to do that. And people don't realize that God is right there. And with the things we speak out of our mouth. You know, I can remember we would going to look at something one day, and she, you know, we were looking at it, and she said, oh, that's a little bit much. I said, well, I don't know. If it is, I'm not used to pricing ladies' clothes. She said, that's a little bit too much. I just don't have it right now. See how she finished that? Right now. I don't have it right now. She said, well, I'm just broke. I ain't got it. No, she didn't say that. She said, I don't have it right now. See, it depends on what comes out of our mouth. And then we have to understand when we say those things that God hears those things and He puts it in action. My aching back. Guess what? Your back's going to ache. Now, sure, does mine kind of flare up every now and then? Yes, it does. But then I come on there. You got to go. I got things to do. I ain't got time to be down with a sore back. I ain't got time for that. I've got things I got to do. I've got to move forward. I got, you see what I'm saying? I'm not going to say my poor aching back. That's, you know, because it's going to be there. But sickness, is it God's will? Now, you know, everybody goes through some type of sickness. Is it God's will? Sickness and disease are not the will of God for His people. Think about that. It's not His will. He does not want a curse upon His children because of their disobedience. Now, they did that in the Old Testament when they got out of the covering of God. But He doesn't want that to happen for their disobedience. Because how many times we've been disobedient to God? God has spoke to us and we don't do it. That's being disobedient. When, you know, and we'll say something and, you know, we won't follow through with it. We're being disobedient to God. How many times we've had things on our heart that, you know, them people have messed over me, they done hurt me, and all of this kind of stuff. I'm going to, God, get them. Sick them, God. No, you got unforgiveness in your heart. And that causes sickness to come in. You're opening the door for Satan to send all that into us. You know, a lot of times we should say, You know, that does, you can't, nope, Satan, you can't bring that in here on me. And you know, that's why we talk so much about having a forgiving heart. Forgive people. Forgive this is going on and that. And clear it up so that you can open up the doors to heaven. Because a lot of times, it's in there. I don't know about you, but I could be sitting around some days, just kind of sitting. Just sitting. Anybody ever just sat? Yeah, I've done that. I just sat and just kind of going over things in my mind. And you have to be careful. Why? Because the devil kind of try to sneak some things in there on you. But also the Spirit of God can put some things in there, like some things you might have done wrong to somebody. Oh, yeah. God, forgive me. Gives you that time to open up your heart and say, God, forgive me for doing that, or forgive them for doing things to me. You know, they may never, ever, ever, and most probably you've seen people like that, never, ever come to you and say, well, I'm sorry for what I said about you. You know, I would love to have just a nickel for every time somebody did. I'd be rich. Maybe you talk about it. I'd donate it all back here. We'd build us a brand new church is how much it would be. But you understand what I'm saying, that unforgiveness in our hearts is not a place to be, because that will wear us down to where sickness can find a foothold. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand that I've heard people say that healing was for the Old Testament, for the Israelites in the Old Testament. And you know, we're not under that covenant anymore. Well, that's true. We're under a new covenant. And it says the new covenant is better. You know, if you know the word, you'll see that. How you know that? Well, let's look in Hebrews 8:6. And it says, but now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior than the old priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God. Covenant with God. Covenant with God. Woo, you know what a covenant is. Covenant with God, based on better promises. We got it better. Now, sure, we're not under the old covenant. We're under a new covenant, which it says right here, there's a whole lot better. And, you know, it's not the will of God that makes us, that would be sick, you know. In the Bible days, it was not God's will for the children of Israel to be sick. And they were God's children. What are we? With a better covenant with God. We're children, God's children, right? And he doesn't want us sick. But, you know, a lot of times we cause it upon ourselves. And, you know, God even healed his servants. You think about that. Even servants were healed. Everybody was healed. Sickness and disease are not of love. And what is God? God is love. Whew, hallelujah. You know, in Luke 13, it talks about, he was teaching in the synagogues on the Sabbath. And remember that? A woman came to him all bent over. Jesus called her to him, right? On a Sabbath. And anybody knows anything about the Jewish laws, that's a no-no in the Jewish laws. But we're under a new law, right? Luke 13:12. Let's look at that. It says, when Jesus saw her, Jesus is looking. He saw her, and he called her over and said, dear woman, you are healed of your sickness. The same thing when the word of God goes out, and we have sent the word out, and it's just like Jesus has said there, dear woman, you are healed of your sickness. When you come into God's house and you're obedient to his word, you're faithful, you're available and teachable, you hear the word, you heal. Jesus already did that on the cross. So all we got to be the one to catch up with it. Catch up with our healing. We got to catch our healing. We know we are healed because of what Jesus did. But now we've got to understand, I've got to go get it. My healing is right there. It just hadn't caught me yet, but I'm catching it. I want my healing. You got to want it bad enough to grab a hold to it. And what else are you saying? The gospels that we have back there, get into those gospels. And you focus on the healing scriptures of God. And you say, I'm healed. You may be still a little leaned over. But I'm healed. I am not letting the devil take my healing away from me. I am healed. I am not going to bow to the devil. Because God's word says I am healed. If God's word says I am healed, what's that mean? Sickness and disease has got to go. It can't stay where the light of Jesus is. Hallelujah. You know, when the ruler in the synagogue became angry, he got angry because Jesus healed this lady. Ooh, think about that. He got angry. The head priest or whatever became angry because Jesus healed the sick woman. Now I want you to turn to Luke 13:16. I love Jesus can always come back with a good answer. This dear woman, daughter of Abraham, has been held in bondage by Satan for 18 years. That's a long time to be sick. Isn't it right that she be released even on the Sabbath? Now you see how religious leaders are. Telling, no, the rules say you can't heal on a Sunday. You can't heal. You can't heal on a Saturday. No, you can't. Whatever the rules are. You ever been in a church like that? Yeah. I mean, I've seen rules, and rules get you so, you don't know where you're at. But you know, you get a hold of God's word. God's word is going to clear that up. You get into the word of faith teaching to where they don't tell you you can't wear. I've even heard some church, you can't wear tennis shoes to church. Come, you know. But I'm just saying, some churches say you can't wear this or you can't wear that. You know, the main thing is you get into God's presence. Now, sure, churches a long time ago, I mean, that was a thing just like you dressed up. I had my little bow tie on. I was about that tall. And, you know, understand, I had my little bow tie, my little jacket on. And, you know, we go to church. By the time church was over, it might be like that. But I was all dutied up. But that's the way that people were brought up at the time. But now, it's a time of worship in Jesus. Come in and see Jesus. That's who you come here for. You don't come in and see because of me or some guest speaker we got. You come because of Jesus. That shows you love Jesus no matter what. You know, I've gone into places where it was like in complete turmoil. But I was there because of Jesus. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? I come because of Jesus. I don't come because, now even though you're my church family, I don't come because of you. I come because of Jesus. Same thing with her. That's my wife. I come because of Jesus. And she knows that. And she knows that she would do the same thing. Because we put Jesus first. That's the difference. When you put Jesus first, you'll be worshiping him like you should. Hallelujah. And Jesus said it was Satan who had bound that woman that was sick. Satan had bound that woman. Not God. Satan. Turn to Acts 10. Let's go to Acts 10, verse 38. And it says, and you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. For God was with him. Hallelujah. That's like we come into this place. God is with me. Because I couldn't probably do this message if it wouldn't be for him, the Spirit of God, to be able to minister the word. And you know, we have to understand that Jesus had the Spirit of God, the anointing of God on him to heal the sick. When you come through those doors, if you're going through a situation, you come in here and you tell Jesus that, hey, here I am. You see what I'm saying? You come because of Jesus. And you know, another thing we had here was Peter was preaching in Cornelius' house, but the scripture makes it clear that the people Jesus healed were oppressed of the devil. Many that come to church are oppressed by the devil. You may come in with a smile, but you know, you got things going on in your life. You got things that are oppressing you. And we all know that. And some people today would have you believe that God sends sickness upon the people to bless them. I've heard that before. You know, God sends sickness. He sends all of this to bless them. Then they'll tell you, stay away from those meetings where they want to pray for healing in your body. Can you imagine? When I'm going through something, I want somebody to pray for me. Prayer of faith. Now, not just anybody come out, oh, Lord, he's going through all of this. He's hurting all from the top of his head. But, Lord, you got to heal him. God's already healed me. I want somebody with faith lay hands on me and say, Lord, your word says, by his stripes, he is healed. And I'm believing right now, come out of him, whatever it is. Sickness, disease, it's got to go in the name of Jesus. And you know what? And if I didn't believe it when they lay hands on me, guess what? I'm going to walk out of here just as sick as I was when I walked in. I've got to believe it. A lot of people will come, I need prayer. You may have seen it. You pray for prayer, for healing in their body. But they've got to receive it and believe it and receive it that they're healed. You know, you can say it. I've been prayed for, and I said, ain't no way. That's years ago. I said, oh, ain't no way they're going to heal my back. Ain't no way that ain't going to heal my leg. Guess what? I still limped out of here. I have been prayed for, and I've limped out of here, but I believe God was going to touch me. But I still limped. I had that little limp. But I tell you what, I thank God the whole time. God, I thank you that this limp is going to go. My leg is going to be feeling a whole lot better. And I can tell you, I can feel it better already. By the time I got, and a week or two later, I was running. Why is that? Because I believe God could heal me. You see what I'm saying? That you got to believe it and receive what God is telling us. And, you know, and then some people, like I said, don't believe in healings. Guess what? They'll never get healed. Unless it's an intervention by the Holy Spirit that goes in there and shows them, look, say, I told you you could be healed. Now change your way, change your attitude. That'd be the only way. But I can tell you a way to receive it real quick is to believe God. God is my healer. His word says he is our healer. God says that this, don't listen to what people tell you, because people, you know, you have a little, oh, I guess you're going to come down with the flu. Get away from me. Ever heard that before? Yeah. But by the time all that happened, you know, he says, you running any fever? Yeah. Well, get away from me. Praise the Lord. I walked up in the hospitals with people that were sick. I mean, we didn't come down. I'm not giving me the praise. I'm giving God the glory. Because why? He protects his people. I mean, I went in there with my armor on, and I was ready to take on the devil, and I was ready to tell whoever it was that was in the hospital at the time that it was time to get up and walk. You know, and the only reason why I did that, because of the anointing of God. Any other time, I would just pray for them and said, you know, you can tell when you lay hands on people and they don't receive. You can tell because there's a transfer from the throne room of heaven into that person that they will receive what God has got them for, you know. They believe it and they'll receive it. And I believe, according to God's word, that we, everyone in here can lay hands on the sick, right? That's what he said. You can lay hands on the sick. I don't know about you, but I've had a headache. It's been a year now. I haven't had a headache in a while. Thank God for that. But I can tell you one thing. I've had some other little aches and pains, and I just lay my hands on whatever, like my knee or my back or neck. You know, I said, Lord, this don't belong there. It's giving me issues. I can't function properly. And I just lay my hands on it, and I thank you now for my healing. And I'll walk off. A few hours, maybe a day, I feel better. And I tell you, it saves me a lot of money from having to go to the doctor right off the bat. And don't get me wrong, the doctors have a purpose, but I'm just saying, it saves you some money if God takes care of that before you go. But I've had also the Spirit of God speak to me and says, you need to go see so-and-so, so-and-so. And I do. I'm going to be obedient to the Spirit of God. Only when the Spirit of God says to do that. But the first reaction that I do is lay my hands on it myself. And I praise God for the healing that's going to take place in my body. Did it happen right then? No. Next day? No. Maybe a week. It got better. But I was still praising God through that whole situation of laying my hands on my leg or my back or whatever, and it became well. You ever seen those big old math problems? You've got geometry and all this physics and all this big old things up there, and you see the guys up on the board writing it all, the formulas down and all that, get down to the bottom, and it's not that hard. The Word of God, it makes it simple for us to understand that we are healed by His stripes. We are healed. Not maybe, if you tithe more, if you do this, you do that. No, that's not scriptural. If you trust in God's Word, you will be healed. You are healed. So we have to understand those things. And the commercial with the science guy putting all the formulas up there, and this little cleaning lady comes over and starts erasing the board. That's what you need to do. Erase all that and get to the Word of God. Plain and simple. So that we'll understand that, hey, God is on my side. Nah, it don't take all of that to get healed. It's just trusting in Him. Praise the Lord. But we have to understand that people will tell you to stay away from the meetings that talk about laying hands on people to get healed. They'll say that's of the devil. They're wrong. Not laying hands on the people to get them healed is the devil. But if they're right, if those people were right about that, and then God and the devil must have swapped places. Think about it. Because 2,000 years ago, Satan was oppressing people. Jesus was healing people. And we're Jesus' people, right? If you're born again, if you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are Jesus. You're Jesus' people. Just because you come to church don't mean you're Jesus' people. You've got to accept Him as Lord and Savior, because it says it in His Word. You will not get to heaven except through me. Jesus said that to Nicodemus. Remember that. You cannot get to heaven without acknowledging Jesus. You can't get there. He's the door for us to get there. No matter what denomination we are, they're not going to get you to heaven. No matter what, if you woke up on the right side of the bed, that's not going to get you to heaven. If you eat the healthiest food in the world, that's not going to get you to heaven. But you understand what I'm saying? That Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The only way to get to heaven is through Jesus. Only way. We go through Him. And I thank so many people that have accepted Jesus. And they know their home is in heaven when that time comes. And I'm believing right now that Jesus is calling and tugging on people's hearts because of the times that we're living in right now. Think about the things that you see at work or down the highway. But you understand that, we do make mistakes. We do. We're human beings. We have a freedom. We have the victory. We know what His limitations are in His Word, that we can worship Him and give Him all the praise, and we can do those things. And God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be not tied down and chained to different things that are going on in our lives. He wants us to be free. And He called us to be free. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of this today?